Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Grand Rising, everybody. I am so delighted to be here today, and we're going to talk about something that I really have only spoken in private, and it's about what's happening to humanity, and it's impacting all of us. And whether or not you chose to be the black sheep in the family and not get injected, right, get the carrot juice, because we were considered the black sheep, you chose to get it. There's, as a medical intuitive, I saw what was going to happen. And over Thanksgiving weekend, I then saw the film. And it was heart-wrenching to me. It's very bittersweet to be validated for what you see, but don't really want to see what you saw. And so today we're talking about the film, Died Suddenly. And I'm going to run the trailer for you all to see. And I'm going to give you a peek at what that looks like. And then we're bringing on the experts. We have Dr. Steven Spencer. We have Alexis Bademeyer from the Organic Consumers Association. We have Rajay Kaldani. We have several people. We have Lori Murphy from Libertyville, Illinois, who has a juice bar and is a nutritionist. We have a lot of people who are going to pipe in. And I encourage you to contribute your thoughts on what this looks like for you. So without further ado, I'm going to run the – it's a 2-minute and 19-second clip. So let's go.
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go on to Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this. Somebody needs to look into it.
I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12-sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculating that. It's apocalyptic.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
This is different. This isn't normal.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
And without further ado, let me bring on Dr. Steven Spencer. And I know that Alexis Bademeyer is running just a little bit late. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately, many of us were on the bandwagon. We've been researching vaccines for years, and they call us anti-vaxxers, but I don't know, maybe it's anti-stupidity. It's we just believe in the natural way the body was made to heal and to survive. So when we put foreign substances into our body, which is not what God derived, all of a sudden we can get some funny side effects.
Right.
And so, yeah. So I actually comprised a list of some of the ingredients. Now, this may not be in some of the COVID vaccines, but even like the traditional vaccines that are out there, you know, I put this together. So we got formaldehyde, which is highly toxic, systemic poison and carcinogen. There is aluminum bromide, causes damage to the liver, cardiovascular system, central nervous system.
Early-onset dementia, right?
Yeah, well, correct. It absolutely could, right? So, you know, it's a neurotoxin, and so, yes, it does cause brain swelling and could lead to autoimmune disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, autism. The thimerosal mercury, it's a neurotoxin, induces cellular damage, reduces oxidation, reduction activity, cellular degeneration, and cell death. It's also linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. Pod score 80 and 20, which is used to break the blood-brain barrier. And so
What's that last one?
Poly score 80 and 20.
Okay.
So what that does is it actually creates blood-brain barrier permeability so that viruses, aluminum, the mercury can actually enter into the brain tissue. So
they're creating a pathway.
Yes, a pathway. It opens up the blood-brain barrier so that the metals can actually enter in.
So there's a distinct path that they created to make sure they can cause harm to our brain.
Well, no. I mean, realistically, when they were doing the research, what it does is it allows for cell permeability because they want to get the ingredients into the cell to create the immune reaction they want to create. But there's an adverse reaction to that, right? You have fetal bovine serum. So, you know, take it from the pregnant cow before the slaughter. Human diploid fibroblast cells, which is aborted fetal cells. African monkey kidney cells, that can lead to cancer. Acetone causes liver, kidney, and nerve damage. E. coli, human embryonic lung cells. So, but let's go back to this specific vaccine that was developed for COVID and the mRNA technology, because the way that it was actually designed was they had these nanoparticles that were designed to perforate the actual cell wall. And when that happened, you had people that were spewing genetic material everywhere. And that's what everybody talks about is the vaccine shedding. And the research showed that for 30 days after you had this vaccine, that you actually were spreading it and you had a higher infection rate or higher probability of receiving the COVID infection. So your immune system was down. So in other words, this was a pandemic of the vaccinated They were the ones that were basically getting sick, and they were the ones that were actually spreading it. And that was, this isn't coming from Malone that everybody talks about. This is actually coming from other researchers that had developed this vaccine that were questioning whether or not they should get it themselves. And
can I pause you a quick second? Because I want to focus on the shedding for just a moment.
Yeah.
And I want to take it away from this particular topic because I want you to know this has been going, shedding's like not, I know you know, I want the world to know this is not a new concept. And welcome Rajay Kaldani to the conversation, frequency expert. And so back in 2016,
yeah.
I adopted a second bird. And you all know them. So I've got Tinkerbell and Fagala. And Fagala came to me vaccinated. And I, you know, wasn't obviously a fan of that even at that time. And so we were required to quarantine the birds because they were shedding the vaccine. So what I want people to know, this is not unique to what we're talking about. This is what happens. We shed the stuff that we put in our body, and specifically vaccines. And so we had to quarantine them. Now, they chose not to stay quarantined, but you know, they got in and, you know. But the point is that this is, I know these are new terms, but this is how this works.
Correct.
So go ahead. So, and we have a... Brian Cohen here from Canada. So thank you, Brian Cohen, for joining. Thank you, Christina, for joining. And thank you, Zelda. Go ahead, Doc.
Bottom line is we have a foreign substance that is disrupting normal cell activity. And they're attempting to make an immune response from this. But the reality is that everything that we need is already in nature. Right. And so I work with energy medicine. Right. So the thing that I want to do is say, hey, let's look at what's actually happening. Then the reason you became ill in the first place, the reason why you're susceptible, because I always tell every single patient when they come in and said, great, you're sick, you're ill. There's an opportunity. This is the strange love language from the universe. It's a gift of strange wrapping paper. We need to uncover why this is actually occurring in your life and what made you susceptible to that foreign entity or this pathogen, right? Because a man who knows himself well is protected by a sheet of armor the devil cannot penetrate.
Yes.
So there's
right
energetic frequency, you will not become ill. Your immune system will function normally, right? Your heart chakra is right here. The thymus gland lies right there. That is the number one producer of immunoglobulin A, right? So if your thymus gland produces immunoglobulin A, that fights infection. That's your number one protector against infection. So why is your heart chakra closed? How have you shut yourself up? What traumas is the universe revealing to you that you need to heal from within? Ascend, which is why we're all here.
Nicely said. Nicely done. So let me just do a quick introduction for everybody. So we have Dr. Stephen Spencer, naturopathic doctor out of Illinois, moving to Florida. So grateful to have you here. We have Rajai Keldani of GetTheFrequency.com. We have Alexis Baden-Meyer from the Organic Consumers Association. Thank you all for being here. And In a few minutes, we should be having Lori Murphy from Murphy's, I forgot the official name, but she is a natural store. She'll have to get, and she has a juice bar, and she's been advocating since the beginning. She's been the voice of the people to keep them aware about what's going on. So. With that, welcome everybody. So, and Alexis, we already played the 2-minute trailer showing what was going on, and Raj, I guess you missed that as well. Who wants to speak about what's happening to the body, you know, when they get injected? Raj or Stephen or Alexis?
I mean, basically, there's a whole host of symptoms. It kind of depends on the individual and their genetics. So it depends on what their genetic mutations are that they actually have. And, you know, they could experience any host of symptoms as far as autoimmune disease, infertility, cerebrovascular events. You know, the list goes on and on. I mean, the Department of Defense came out with a study, and they actually showed that there was a 10 times increase in neurological disorders after injection. So 10 times increase. And I think it was like, I can't remember, it was 2 times or 3 times for infertility and for myocarditis, right? And so they kind of, you know, the community, the medical community now has come out and started normalizing myocarditis.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We cannot normalize any of this. So
right.
It's not normal to have a fetus die, right, in the womb.
Right.
They don't have heart attacks in the womb.
Right.
Okay. Raj, I see you biting at the bit. Go for it, Dolly.
Well, appreciate it, Jody. I agree with Spencer. So the problem with this new quote-unquote vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, is it converts your cells to create a spike protein, or the spike protein, S protein, which is a toxic protein in itself. Now, wherever that lands, right, if it goes to the heart tissues, as an example, right, that docks to your ACE2 receptor, and that causes inflammation. So wherever that spike protein lands, it causes inflammation or heart tissue damage or tissue damage or wherever that might be. So if it happens to be in the heart, then you're going to have a heart condition. If it happens to be in the brain, or if it's in your red blood cells, okay, that's like serum sickness. I mean, that's going to affect everything within your body. So that's why it's all over the place on the types of conditions that people are having, and it's different for each person. But the culprit is the inflammation that's created by the spike protein docking to your ACE2 receptor and causing inflammation at cell level.
Now, you had, Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I'm not a medical expert, so I just have questions, really. But if it were just the spike protein docking to your ACE1 receptor, then it wouldn't be different from COVID. But we're seeing totally different symptoms and outcomes for people who are injured by the vaccine than from the circulation of COVID among the population.
Yeah, the difference here is it's converting every cell in your body to create the spike protein at the expense of other proteins.
Okay.
And we don't know if it stops. We have no data. They did a study to see how long your cells will create that spike protein. They ran that study for 90 days.
Mm.
They stopped it at 90 days. Now, we have cases where we know people that have had who've been looked at a year later, and they're still creating the spike protein. So when does it stop? It's a toxic protein. It's happening all day long. And that does kind of play into the shedding part because, first of all, it is already in the nanoscale. And then as your body processes all that and it becomes part of like the exosomes that you're exhaling, people are picking that up. So even if you're unjabbed, but you're around jabbed people, you're being exposed.
Yeah, and we need to talk. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it happened to me. My husband got vaccinated without telling me right before a work trip. And so I took him to the airport in the morning. And in the afternoon, I started to feel really sleepy. And then that was like a Monday. And by the weekend, I was flat on my back in bed, totally sick, couldn't get up. My son got sick as well, same symptoms. We were just completely knocked out, you know, headache, fever. Couldn't get out of bed, and it lasted for about 2 days. And when he came back from his trip, he was gone for 2 weeks. I was like, did you get vaccinated? And he admitted that, yes, he did. Now, he'll never admit that the spike protein shedding got us sick, but I really do believe that I experienced that.
I would absolutely get you sick. And you have to be, and we're going to talk about this, as people who are not vaccinated, you have to take precautions to protect yourself. And there are ways to do that. I mean, you know, for one, you know, pine needle tea, pine needle essential oils, I put it on the bottom of my big toe, and I put it at the C1, C2. If you put it on the bottom of the big toe, it acts as a time-released capsule because it takes 6 to 8 hours to get through your body. But Tahitian noni berry is really effective as well. And I actually have articles for that. And I just want to acknowledge, because I want to give this, I want to throw the ball to Dr. Stephen here. But I want to also acknowledge our audience here. So Christina's saying the difference between this and other viruses is that it attaches inside the cell instead of outside the cell, which is what we'd see in a normal virus. Agreed? Or, Doc?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question, actually. But I can tell you that every single virus, every time anyone becomes ill from a virus, there's a core energetic belief system of unworthiness.
Hmm.
On every single time, there's a core frequency of unworthiness, whether it be unworthiness that's from a past life, from, you know, society they believe they're unworthy of, money, love, health, whatever it is, or whether it be stems from childhood, where their sibling was treated more favorably, or they feel their sibling was treated more favorably, whatever it is, there's always a core sense of unworthiness. And so that's the first thing that I go to. And, I mean, I never got the vaccine, and right when it first came out, I said, give me the doorknob with it. I'll lick it. I don't care. I'm not going to get it. I won't get it. I was not concerned about it.
Yeah, me neither. And I know nobody here on this panel chose it, right? So,
I was actually in Bali when they almost shut everything down. I was worried I wasn't going to get back.
That would have been a shame, right? To be stuck in Bali.
Yeah.
Never been to Bali, but I'll, you know, I'd take it. Christina, and I know that Christina works with a doctor out of New Mexico who's really brilliant, and she, you know, so I know her information is accurate. She says that this, it attaches inside the cell, it rewrites our DNA and changes the genetic code. She also says we have a regimen of getting well if you're getting sick, due to shedding.
Well, I know that's what the nanoparticles are for, is to perforate the cell wall so that mm-hmm. the vaccine can actually enter in, or the mRNA can actually enter into the cell.
Okay. So now, hold on, what is this? Now Brian is saying the balance of advanced glycation and products to oxygen radical, this sounds like you, Doc, radical absorption capacity determines your immune capacity to deal with toxic foreign proteins and the cells growing irregularly, much like a cancer cell. So I would say yes to that, but I also want to talk about what Dr. Steven is saying. So there's always a belief system around the disease. And it's as much as, like, you could have a really powerful belief system and be around somebody who's sick and never get sick. Would you agree, Stephen?
100%. So, let's go back to what Brian said. You know, he talks about the biochemical means that's going on there. But your thoughts influence your DNA, right? And your DNA tells your cells how to function. It's the messenger. It tells the cells how to function. It creates an energetic frequency out into the quantum field. So your thoughts are the your thoughts create the vibrational frequency to manifest in different potentials from the quantum field, right? So basically, whatever your thoughts and vibrations are, not consciously, but also subconsciously, because the subconscious mind is 98% of our thought. People aren't aware of everything that's going on. And so that energetic frequency then creates a magnetism in the form of waves in quantum physics that pulls it, that resonance pulls in that experience. And so it's just the strange way the universe communicates with us. And it's not something to be scared of. It's a blessing in strange wrapping paper, or a gift in strange wrapping paper, that I always call it. So we just need to be aware of that, and actually just say thank you. People don't want to become ill. They don't want to feel, they want to feel well all the time. But, when someone's sick, instead of wanting to quarantine ourselves off from them, we need to have more compassion, understanding, and help them understand what's actually happening and why they're experiencing what they're seeing in their reality, or why they're experiencing this illness.
Well, you know, it's a really good point. So my friend, Laura Lorman, her father, and we have a video of this, so I can speak about it. There's no HIPAA because, you know, he already put it out in the open. He had gotten COVID. This was, we had already moved here to Georgia, so it was about 1 year ago. And instead of work, I mean, don't get me wrong, we worked on, you know, building his immune system with supplements and what have you. But Laura and I worked on his mindset.
I think the final thing that kicked it to the curb was he finally did ozone, right? He was in the hospital. I'm trying to remember.
He did ozone after he got out of the hospital.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we worked on his mindset to get him out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Because he thought he didn't have, I forgot that you know Laura well.
Yeah.
And so he had a belief system about not being good enough, right? Not being valued enough.
Unworthiness.
Yeah, worthiness. And the words "I love you" were tough to come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So we shifted that, and as he shifted his mindset and he took control, we first sent it to him energetically, and then we started talking to him about it. And he got himself out. He did.
Yeah, that's the key, is getting the person to change, because we can do all that vibrational frequency work through chakra bowls, tuning forks, whatever you choose. And you can shift people's energy, but it never stays until you change their belief system that's been instilled in the subconscious mind. You have to go back to the original occurrence of when the trauma or when that belief system occurred and change it at that time. And through that, then, through consciousness, you know, now all of a sudden they can make free will choice. They might still choose to be unworthy, right? But that's their choice. But you have to get back to that root cause of when the original occurrence was and why it's there. Because most of the time people aren't choosing this stuff. It's totally subconscious.
I agree. There's not a consciousness about what we do and how we do it. Not for all of us. For some of us, there is. And even for those who do vibrate higher, we're still a work in progress, are we not?
even if you're at the highest scale, you know, on a vibrational frequency of 100 to 1,000, or I guess it goes lower than that, but 0 to 1,000, you know, even if you're totally conscious, you're enlightened, you know, it's not like life is easy, right? There's still work, there's still learning to do.
Always. I mean,
so, it just means you're free and clear to make conscious choices. You're not triggered by the experiences of things around you, right?
Yeah, and I want to share this, and it goes into the vibration and the consciousness. And then I'm going to ask afterwards, I'm going to switch the conversation just for a minute to Alexis, because I was watching your video this morning, Alexis, about how this all started. So I'd like you to share a little bit about that. So I through God, created a concept called the Place of Peace. And it's a multimodal approach, and it helps you to decompress, have peace, and inner peace. And I thought it was all that. Just going to tell you, it's great, right? Yeah, no. Let me talk to you about inner peace and high vibration. I went to Unity North Atlanta Church on Sunday, and we found out last minute that the Tibetan monks were there. And in the church, we listened to them, to their prayers. And it was beyond amazing. And it was really good. And ironically, I had an extra apple pie that I'd made for Thanksgiving, all organic, of course, right? And I brought it down to the room that they were staying in. And the room is probably smaller than the bedroom that I'm in right now, you know, broadcasting from. And we brought our Tibetan bell, big bell, right? And I said, would you bless our bell? And they said, yeah. So they blessed, of course, more than the bell. They blessed us. And I sat down almost like in a fetal position. And the peace, I don't have the place of peace. They have the place of peace. They are the peace. My whole body vibrated in such peace that if I ever don't feel good, I'll go back to that experience. So if you're in Atlanta, they're there all week at United, I don't know. Maybe my husband will write down the name of the church. So I put it in the thread. So it's amazing. And so there are many ways to vibrate high, right? Frequencies and listening to Tibetan monks. Now, and actually, before I go to Alexis, Stephen, you studied with monks, did you not? For a minute?
Mm-hmm.
How long was that for?
I lived there for 3 months. It wasn't like, you know, years. It was 3 months. I stayed with monks in Thailand.
Yeah, so 3 months of bliss.
Yeah, well, of uninterrupted not disrupted by society.
Mm-hmm.
Right, with pure intentions.
Yeah, pure intentions is right. So
here's the thing, though. You know, if you want to go back to the story of the Buddha, you know, when he was seeking out enlightenment, what originally happened was he decided he was going to do these amazing human feats, and he was going to walk on beds or walk on glass and walk across fire, and he was going to lay on beds of nails. And he realized later on that wasn't the way to reach enlightenment. All these mind-body tricks weren't it. It wasn't just mind over matter. And so he decided he had to go out the wilderness on his own and just meditate for days on days and days. So he left, you know, he was actually a prince or a prince, right? And so he left and went out in the wilderness to go meditate. And he left his family. He left the kingdom. He left everyone that cared about him. And they were all trying to talk him into not leaving. He says, no, I have to do this. I have to find enlightenment. This is my purpose in life. So he set out. And he was out there, I don't remember for how long, he was out there for quite a while. And he came to the realization, he's like, nothing's happening. Nothing is changing in my life. Nothing's changing around me. I don't feel any different. And so he came to the realization through all that, that the fastest way to enlightenment is to surround yourself with society and other people. They're going to trigger the responses in you because your job to reach enlightenment is to not be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand why everyone and everything is happening around you, because we're all interconnected anyway.
Yeah, and we need to get triggered so we can clear the trigger.
Right. Because you can have, like, you shouldn't be triggered. If you have traumas, you're triggered. Otherwise, things are happening around you and to you, and it doesn't even influence you. You just make conscious decisions.
Right.
That doesn't mean life is perfect. The universe is too perfectly designed to be fair. Right? Not everything's going to work out. Sometimes the universe uses us in ways that we'd rather not participate in. But that's just the way that the whole ecosystem works.
Yeah. I mean, and it's true. And so when you can be exposed to situations and not pick up the dice, not get triggered, you're in a position of self-power, self-empowerment, and you vibrate higher, and you can let these toxic things pass you by. So with that, going to go to a couple commercials. I'm going to show the clip, Died Suddenly, the trailer again for a couple minutes for those people who just came on. And then, Alexis, I would like for you to talk about The Trail. Because I know you know this because I have your video. So hold on.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bug Club, is a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
Okay, and another one.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, so I'm going to play the two-minute clip real quick again. And just so for the people who have just joined the show can see and hear what everyone is saying. And then I would encourage you to call into the show and ask questions at 515-605-9325. I'm sure you have questions for everyone. So first I'll play this and then we'll get started with Alexis.
These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go on to Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, 1 in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
This is different. This isn't normal.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
The greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world. And dead people can't speak for themselves. So here we are speaking for them. Alexis, would you share the trail and the connection so that people can understand how this was orchestrated for a very long time? So go ahead.
Well, I think the short story is in Event 201. If you don't know about Event 201, look it up. It's still on the Johns Hopkins website, and you can watch all of the videos. But Event 201 was a planning exercise for the pandemic. So if you've seen the Plandemic movie, you also know the story. So I'm probably speaking to people who already know about this. But I did take the time to, you know, quote unquote, fact check it. It wasn't something that I believed initially. I work for Organic Consumers Association. My boss, Ronnie Cummins, our director, was working on a book with Dr. Joseph Mercola. And at a certain point, they asked me to look into gain-of-function research and find out how that is regulated at the federal level. At Organic Consumers Association, I'm the political director, I'm a lawyer, so that's my job, to figure out how things are regulated, what sorts of regulations need to be changed to fix certain problems that we're dealing with. So I started looking into gain-of-function research. And as soon as I started researching who was in charge of regulating gain-of-function research at the federal level, I saw that many of the players involved were also involved in the 2001 anthrax attacks, which the FBI says originated at the United States Biological Weapons Lab at Fort Detrick. So I realized that we weren't dealing with an ordinary lab accident. You know, if the people involved in this were all involved in anthrax 2001, we're dealing with a bioweapon. So, you know, my spidey sense kicked in and I realized, like, what's up? And of course, you know, pandemic came out and I learned about Event 201 and, you know, Bobby Kennedy's book, the Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, you know, laid it all out. He has a new book coming out, The Wuhan Cover-Up. And I think where I differ perhaps with some people who have also looked into this is that I don't think that, you know, most people who look at this say it's either a Chinese bioweapon meant to attack the United States or a U.S. bioweapon meant to attack China. But I think it's very clear from the players involved in Event 201, you have George Gao, who is essentially the Anthony Fauci of China, and he's sitting right next to Avril Haines, who was in the CIA running the drone assassination program for Obama, and now she's in the Biden administration as the director of national intelligence. So, you know, she's the number one spook in our country. She's sitting right next to the Anthony Fauci of China, George Gao, at Event 201. Like, this was coordinated globally. We also have, you know, thanks to the good work of U.S. Right to Know, they've done a bunch of FOIA requests, and they've gotten a lot of emails out of the inboxes of scientists like Ralph Baric, but also Anthony Fauci and his communications with Jeremy Farrar. Jeremy Farrar is the leader of the Wellcome Trust. The Wellcome Trust is like the original Gates Foundation. And,
oh.
And Anthony Fauci are figuring out how to craft a story for the origins of COVID in late January 2020. You know, the weird thing is that according to the official count of COVID cases at that time, there wasn't a pandemic. You know, I mean, it's just like they create, I think that, you know, from what I've seen,
they used fear.
They had to figure out how to orchestrate a plandemic or a scamdemic or whatever you want to call it. They had to build it. And I do, you know, I was really touched by everything I saw in Died Suddenly, obviously. I mean, any human being would be. You know, we're looking at, obviously we've all been personally touched. My mother died 12 days after getting her booster shot. She was living in an assisted living facility or, you know, a nursing home. She had been put there by my sisters who said that I couldn't care for her because I was anti-vaccine. And then she died 12 days after getting the booster. You know, we've all been personally touched by this. So, of course, when we see Die Suddenly, we react to the human experience there. But also, I'm kind of separately looking at this through a political lens and trying to see what stories the government tells us, what stories we tell each other. And the thing that really woke me up is when Lieutenant Colonel Theresa Long says that the vaccine is a bioweapon.
Yes.
And
bioweapon.
People say that. They're like, the real bioweapon is the vaccine. And I'm like, yeah, but it's really important to look at what they call bioweapons and how this started the pandemic. But for some reason, at that moment, in watching this film, it really did hit me. You know, it's just like, and we see, you know, we have a body count now that's undeniable. And we've all been touched by it. So we all know from our personal lives, the people that we know. I have a coworker who passed away after getting the vaccine. You know, it's like we all have been touched by this. And so, yeah, so it's just kind of overwhelming. But I think it is still important to understand to shape it into a story that we can tell ourselves, tell each other, and that we can use to fight against the lies that are being told to us. And so that's where I'm at. You know, obviously I understand and I've made it my mission to expose the use of what the U.S. government calls biological weapons. But I do think that the end game for the use of biological weapons in this pandemic is the vaccine. It's very concerning to me. And we have to have a holistic message. I think it's really important watching this film to realize what's going to happen over the next 2 years politically, because for the vaccine manufacturers, their end game isn't just killing us. They want to kill us with legal liability protections. And that started way back. You know, most people who have looked into this know about the 1986 Act. There's a documentary film or a movie by that name by Andrew Wakefield. It's important to know that history, but it didn't start there. When I looked into all of the pandemics and scamdemics that are listed in The Real Anthony Fauci, the first one that Bobby Kennedy Jr. lists is the 1976 swine flu. And when I looked into that, I realized that it happened at a very important moment in history. And I can go into that if you like. But the short, important piece is that in 1976, when they had the swine flu scandemic, that was the first time that pharmaceutical companies were given liability protection to create a vaccine that they knew would injure and kill human beings who received it. And in that instance, we still had whistleblowers at the federal level who were willing to risk their careers. And we had a responsive public, a responsive news media, and a responsive government. And only 50, I think it was less than 50 people who died from the swine flu vaccine. But that was essentially the first.
That was the gateway.
Yeah, that was the first time that this scam got pulled off.
So I just want to just pause for a second. I want people, because sometimes people like they come in and out of conversations, right? Energetically, it gets confrontational to hear. So I just want to repeat something for the world. This is when the pharmaceutical companies were allowed to inject you with something, have you die, and not have liability. So that's what we're saying. They are not liable. And then I'm going to tell you that with these mandates, if an employer mandates this, any vaccine or anything, while the pharmaceutical company is not liable, your employer is. And there are lawsuits now, people, against employers. So we're also putting employers out of business, because they thought they were doing the right thing because they were fed the BSC. If I missed anything on that, Alexis?
No, that's exactly right. And then the last piece that I want to say that I feel that is very important is that over the next 2 years, what the pharmaceutical companies are working on and will likely achieve is putting the COVID vaccine on the children's vaccination schedule. They've already gotten approval from the federal government for this, but they have to go state by state. They've already achieved it in California, although it's not being enforced. They've achieved it where I live in Washington, D.C., although it's not being enforced. And there are certain laws on the books prior to COVID that make it automatic. So in Virginia, also in my region, they elected a new governor, to switch the COVID policy and to be against mandates. But it probably won't end up mattering because before COVID, Virginia passed a law saying that Virginia would follow the federal government in terms of mandating vaccines for children. So all of these things are being put into place, and they were definitely not rolled out before the 2022 election. I think that we got a brief reprieve so that, the 2022 election could go off without having COVID being the main controversy around the election. But we have new legislative sessions starting in January 2023. And the main issue for us is to try to prevent the COVID vaccination from being required for kids. And this is something that will be happening in red states and blue states. Just like I mentioned, Virginia changed their state leadership, but they still have these crazy laws that make these things automatic.
I'm going to pipe in real quick. So when I was a kid, so I was born in 63, okay, I think there may have been somewhere between three and seven vaccines that we had to get. Is that correct? So somewhere in that range. We are now at 72. Is that fairly accurate? 72 vaccines just to go to flipping school when you're born. Okay. Now, that asserts that we were born incorrectly, that we're not made in God's image, right? And that we're not perfect humans when we're born. So we have to get fixed first, which is bullshit. Sorry. It's just plain bullshit. Now, for those of you who haven't connected the dots, what you want to know is we have children who are autistic. And they weren't really born that way, people. They weren't born that way.
You know about the polio vaccine, right?
Go ahead and enlighten us.
Polio still exists. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome now. Mm-hmm. But what happened is Monsanto had what chemical was it? DDT. It was DDT.
Mm, right.
Right. So they were using DDT, and so there was all these injuries due to that. Well, the polio vaccine was the cover up for that.
Right. Oh, no, so I don't know.
So the thing that is what polio was, it was all DDT injury. And then they came out with the vaccine to do that. And then the vaccine got rid of polio, right? But it wasn't, but they took credit, like the vaccine took the credit, but realistically, they just got rid of DDT.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, I believe it was Salk or the other guy, because there was two guys involved in that particular vaccine, because there was some controversy about it then. And he actually, in live, injected two of his grandchildren. One of them died right away, and the other one got polio after they got injected, believe it or not. But they still kept pushing it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That was DDT exposure toxicity, they always bring up the polio vaccine as, hey, we eradicated polio through the vaccinations, and that is absolute BS and total propaganda. And Alexis, real quick, you mentioned the law for Virginia. When was that? How many years prior to the event did that happen? And then I'll also like to talk a little bit about the swine flu, the one that happened under Obama's watch, because I saw that coming because I remember back in 2005, and I'm ex-military, and I kind of have some background and all that, whatever. But I saw an article about how they resurrected the Spanish flu from 100 years ago. They went up to the permafrost, and they dug up these bodies that were frozen, and they dug into them, and they extracted the Spanish flu, which is really the swine flu. So they renamed it. So I was anticipating a breakout. I was waiting for a breakout, and it happened years later. But I saw that coming because I just know kind of what they do with this kind of thing. And by me coming across that article, it kind of alerted me to the fact that something was coming down the pipe. So, Alexis, how many years prior was that?
I believe it was 2019.
Oh, wow.
I need to look this up.
And while you're looking that up, one of my sisters of the microphone, Zelda Robinson, she will be joining us shortly. And right after the hour. Let me just do that. So, you know, one of the things I took a note here. Raj, while Alexis is looking that up, can you explain what happened to you when you passed out in the military?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. So I was when I was going through processing, they give you a series of vaccinations, and there's a bunch of them they give you. And I don't really even recall what they gave me because you don't really ask questions and they're like, you're going to get all these shots, right? And they have these air guns. So they deliver through an air gun because it's a lot easier. They give you a couple pills to take and then they have one big needle that they do give you and that's right in the butt cheek, okay? So they give you the pills, they have you run through a line, and they have a bunch of air guns. You get hit like 3, 4, 5 times in each arm, all at the same time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm 125 pounds at the time. You know, I'm like not a big person. And so I'm going through the line, and then I get past that, and I'm already kind of not feeling all that great. But then they line you up, and they have you pull your pants down, and they're going down the line with this big needle where they're injecting, I don't even know what it was, but it felt like they were putting a golf ball in your butt cheek. It was like, holy shit. It was crazy. So I was waiting, and not the guy next to me, but the guy next to that, to him, I'm just kind of, I see out of the corner of my eyes, I see the guy drop. Like he just drops, right? And then they're quick. And before I knew it, they were injecting me. And as I was getting injected, everything just went white. And before you know it, I was on the floor. I remember coming to, and I was like in a daze. And now, luckily, I recovered pretty quickly, even though I couldn't sit for about a week. The guy that that dropped, you know, he was pretty much, he was in the hospital for about a week and a half or so before he was able to get out. And that's just part of it. I mean, part of my experience in the military kind of woke me up, not just that, but other things that happened that kind of made me think, like made me say, that's odd and that shouldn't be happening. But
right. And so, and I won't use the name, but Dr. Steven introduced me to a friend of ours, initials, JK, and he had the same experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people, when you're celebrating Veterans Day and you're honoring our veterans, they took a hit for you. And it was before they got on the flipping field. So. Just let that sink in. We are poisoning our people on all fronts. And as soon as you wake up to the fact that the pharmaceutical companies look at you as a revenue stream and they're not out for your common good, you can start seeing people like Dr. Steven and me and all these other people who have your highest good in mind. And Steven's a wizard, by the way.
Hey, Steve, we should get together if you're in Illinois. I'm in Illinois, too.
Where are you at?
I'm in South Elgin.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the Chicago area.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, for sure.
Get some coffee.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So,
Jody will give us exchange our contacts.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, we should get your contact information on the screen so that people can contact you, Raj and Steven, for holistic solutions. You know, so Raj is a frequency expert, right? And he works with frequency medicine. Why don't you, and Alexis, you're still researching, is that right now?
I am. I'm on the National Vaccine Information Center's website, NVIC. They're the best source of information for state-level vaccine laws, and they're based in Virginia. So I'm trying to get the full story here. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. We're super grateful for you doing this. I'd like, while we have a couple minutes here, and then we actually have to go to just a brief commercial, I'd like for, Raj, to give people an idea about what you do, Steven, and how to contact you. And then same for you, Dr. Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate it. So getthefrequency.com is a good place to start. It's got all my contact information there, my phone number, my email. But my phone number, if you'd like, is 847-754-8555. And email is getthefrequency@use.startmail.com.
So 847-744-5555?
Yeah, 847-754-8555.
Yeah, and so, we're going to put that in the thread here. So there you go. Voila. And tell people a little bit about, what
it's the wrong number, but we could update that.
I can fix that.
Yeah.
Oopsie, hold on. I don't know how to edit it. I guess I can't. So why don't you go ahead and tell me what that number is again?
Yeah. So it's 8555.
Oh, 855. Okay. So 847-754. 8555. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So ignore the first one that's up there on the screen. You get a new one coming for you here in a second. And then tell people a little bit about what you do. I mean, we met through, you know, PEMF devices, right? So.
Yeah, I primarily work with frequency tech, so frequency devices, and also devices that protect yourself from EMF, so EMF protection, pulse electromagnetic frequency devices. I love what Dr. Stevens talking about, right? We are a technology ourselves. We are the ultimate technology in that we can control our frequency. But I think for your average person, most people, they're not there, right? I mean, I think we need tools, especially in this day and age, especially now post-COVID, where we can kind of upregulate our systems utilizing frequencies. It's the fastest and most effective way to actually do that. And it's holistic, non-invasive, natural, no side effects. So it really is a powerful way just to add a layer of protection to support your body, to recharge, to essentially utilize frequencies, right, to essentially rebalance your body.
Nice.
I can verify. Do you make your own PEMF or?
No, I don't make my own PEMF. I work with a company out of Germany, and they have the world's foremost expert who's created very specific frequency sets. And they have, those are patented frequency sets, and those are the most effective that I've come across.
Okay. I have a PEMF device. I have all the gadgets. I've got lasers. I've got the new thing that's out, shockwave, right? And then I utilize microcurrent as well.
FSM?
No, I don't. Well, it's similar to FSM. FSM has certain protocols, but it's a different machine than FSM.
Okay.
But it's programmable.
Mm-hmm. And I welcome Zelda Speaks, our Monday morning show host, the stress allergist. Thank you for joining the show. She's here helping us lead the charge. So. I want to go quickly just to commercial, and then, Steve, I want you to share about what you're doing because what you do is just, phenomenal. So let me do that real quick, and we'll go to commercial real quick here. So, and you might notice, Stephen, in my commercial, check this out.
Judy Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials, re-engineered with health bugs life, is a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
So thank you, Steve, for recommending my program. And, we're so excited. The toxic-free section is so – it took me forever to do.
Because you can't – so many of them.
I know. I was like, I'm getting overwhelmed.
Right. And that's why what we need to do is just optimize our own cell function so we can detox at a better level. Because there's so many toxins in our environment they're just not even aware of. And the wonderful thing is that our bodies can do that if we provide the right environment to do so. We don't even have to know the name of it, maybe the chemical structure. Our bodies will just handle it. It's smarter than what we are. So I'm Dr. Stephen Spencer. I'm a naturopathic doctor that practices in the northern Chicago suburbs and in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida area. I go back and forth. You can go to my website. It is protouchrehab.com. You can purchase my antibody product. We patented an antibody from the University of Madison, Wisconsin called Purova. It's APLA2. It is the antibody to the inflammatory protein SPLA. Whenever we're under any kind of stress, whether it be emotional, biochemical, or structural stresses, our bodies produce this inflammatory protein, right? So in that case, APLA2 is a direct antibody solution that tightens up those junctions. So what it will actually do is lower the inflammatory marker so that we can utilize our nutrients better. So it increases nutrient absorption, allows us to fight infections. It was originally developed by farmers. A farmer was basically sending his chickens out to pasture and allowing them to eat the cattle poop. And when they did so, they produced the antibodies in the egg. They cracked open the egg, and they would put it into the feed. And what they noticed is it decreased mortality rate by 42% and increased feed efficiency. So I've been giving it to patients that have leaky gut and digestive disorders. But the awesome thing is even when they have these autoimmune markers, all the autoimmune markers are reduced or eliminated. So because it tightens up those junctions. So we can talk about the histamine reaction and zonulin and the opening of the space. But the initial, the neat thing is with APLA2, it is the direct source to that. So while changing histamine and zonulin and those other factors are important, this gets the root of it. It's the most amazing product I've ever been a part of or seen. So that's the product. But
I take that product. By the way, and when I take this product, and I actually have to reorder because we just ran out, because we had gotten sick.
It doesn't work for COVID, by the way. We did test it for that. But
yeah, I didn't have COVID. I did a manifestation to have certain, you know, levels of vibration and peace and all that. So, okay, people, so when you decide to manifest all these things, guess what happens? Your body has to release those things that don't serve you. Oops.
Yeah.
So I'm like getting rid of all this crap. I'm like down for the count. You know. So just, you know, we manifested. We went down and came right back up. I'm just going to say.
Yeah. So where Jody's program is a program you want to be on when you're just entering into health and you're working on cleaning up your nutrition and your lifestyle. I take the more complicated cases and break them down. And so what I do is I look at the person individually, emotionally, biochemically, and structurally. And on the emotional level, I deal with the subconscious mind, which is 90% of our thought. I change the energetic frequency within the subconscious so that it can stop the physical manifestation of the illness. We manifest in our own physical illness. So our thoughts contain a frequency that manifests an experience from the quantum field, because it's our thoughts change our DNA, or DNA signals your cells how to function. So all of a sudden somebody comes in, let's say they had a stroke. I'm looking at what's actually happening and an occurrence. It could be within the liver, which we're holding onto anger or resentment that's not allowing the energy to flow in the Shen pathway in Chinese medicine. So through that, then all of a sudden now it's not feeding into the heart, and this person experiences cerebrovascular events because of the anger that wasn't allowing the energy to flow. So it was a strange way the universe was communicating with them in that stroke, which could have been prevented, but now we know why it happened, and we can actually heal from the inside and not hold on to that resentment or that anger towards that parent or towards the ex-wife or the universe for giving you a bad deal or whatever the case, you however you want to say it, right? And so I deal with that on an emotional level. I deal with structure. I do a form of structural correction that fixes 100% of orthopedic issues not related to cancer, fracture, or infection. What the traditional chiropractic model teaches has quite a bit of flaws in it. You can't do A to P correction or P to A corrections. It has to be A to P, and you have to pay attention to these calluses on the spinal cord. If you do not, you will never fix the individual. You never correct their spine, which that is the direct energetic component that blocks the nerve signal. So when we stress nerves, they lose function. We can work with people energetically, but if we don't take the bowler off the nerve, nothing will get better. And so when we stretch nerves, they lose function. It's not that the bone's out of place and pinching the nerve. It's that the bone's gone forward and tip forward and stretch the nerve. So I fix the structural component consistently, predictably. And then I deal with the biochemistry. And I look at people's DNA and I break down their genetic coding. So I look at the individual coding and SNPs, so single nucleotide polymorphisms, these mutations within the DNA, and find out how well we make antioxidants genetically, how well we make hormones, how well, what macronutrients we should be more focused on. You know, should we focus more on fats or carbs? What are you a better oxidator of? I look at neurotransmitters. So we want to look at all, here, free radical antioxidant balance, right? All those things we can find within our DNA. So I want to improve the body's ability to make the glutathione, the superoxide dismutase, and lower the body's oxidative stress through lowering the amount of oxidation of iron, lowering the amount of superoxide, lowering the amount of peroxynitrate, all these free radicals that basically they will limit the cell's ability to function at a normal level. So optimizing mitochondrial health is what we're really doing.
Yeah, and so Naima is saying, wow, holding hatred and anger towards others actually hurts ourselves. Love actually does heal. Thank you, Dr. Steven. So that's really the thing. Like, if I get angry at somebody, I flip real quick. I'm like, Jody, send them love. Send them love. Be love, you know? Like, I still have to train myself on that.
Every day?
And Christina says, she says, I'll say that Jody's toxin frequency coupled with my supplement regimen knocked out my severe health issue within 24 hours. Normally, this would take days. Yeah, so I create, I've got a new title for myself, people. It's called the Frequency Alchemist. So I create these unique frequencies from different plants, different vibrations, and I'm bringing all these frequencies together, and I send them out, and I measure them, and then I send them out as a vibration. And the things that we've been creating the last few days, crapola. It is powerful. I'm just going to tell you. And we can deliver it anywhere in the world. So thank you, Christina, for that. And then Christina says, Dr. Spencer, would you say you treat people on a microcellular level?
On a cellular level, I wouldn't. I mean, what do you mean by microcellular? I mean, I would say cellular.
Cellular.
Yeah.
Okay, not microcellular.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the individual components of the cell function, but I wouldn't say microcellular.
So, I want to bring the stage over to Zelda real quick. So Zelda is a stressologist. She's actually been a sister of the microphone for many, many, many years, and she's the one who brought me to the Female Solution. So thank you for that. And thank you for supporting this show. Tell us what you think about what's going on. I know you have a lot of thoughts about, you watched the movie, you know, so tell us your thoughts.
Good morning, everyone, Grand Rising. If that movie, was it Died Suddenly? Just confirmed what I already felt in my heart. I knew that there was some funny business going on. Of course, my husband looked at me like I was crazy when everything first shut down, and he's like, you're going out? It's like, my spirit does not tell me to do any of that, so I have to do what works for me. And after seeing that movie, oh my God, it just confirmed everything I already knew. I knew this instinctively. I'm not a medical professional. I have no expertise, but I knew in my heart, because my BFF of 60 plus years passed recently. She took the jab. This was a thing since childhood. We said at the age of 65, we are all going to Jamaica. And that's just when the pandemic started. As a result of that, I said, I can't do that. So they went without me. She got the jab, both of them got the jab, and they went. She never had congestive heart, so she got there and she was sick. And I said, I told you, don't take the shot. But she took, long story short, she passed last month. And that just confirmed everything I saw. Everything, I mean, to the T. And the fact that the medical professionals that are in this video showed up and risked their lives, there must be something to it. There's just no way people are just going to come out of nowhere and just start lying about what's going on.
Right, and Zelda, right? So they're from all different parts of the world, right?
Yes!
So they didn't know each other.
Not just the U.S., all over the globe.
All over the globe. And so, you know, here's the thing. What happened over Thanksgiving, this is what happened. Over Thanksgiving weekend, you know, so I watched the film, right? Cry, because I'm crying, because I'd seen this, and now I'm seeing it. Right. I mean, I was clairvoyant. I saw it. And then, of course, I see it on film and I'm just like crying. No one really wants to be correct about that. Then a good friend of mine, since I've known her, she was my first friend when I in college. I've known her since I was 18. I'm 59, so we've known each other 40 years. And she told me that she got the jab, and her nephew got the jab. He's a pro golfer, and they wanted to go to and travel internationally to golf, and she supports his golf. And I just cried again. Because now she's got cancer and so does he. He's 20 fucking five. Sorry. He's 25. Sorry for the F-bomb. So I'm not good with this. And that's why, I don't want to say I've been silent. I've been silent on social media because I don't want to get kicked off. I'm okay. You want to kick me off? Kick my ass off. But I'm going to tell you, this is not okay anymore. This is not okay. You're poisoning people for profit.
We have an ulterior motive that's beyond profit.
It's depopulation.
It really is depopulation. I mean, look, they've been talking about depopulation for decades. You're talking from Ted Turner to, Prince Charles to,
Depopulation Council. I didn't even know there was a council.
This goes far back, and there's two ways to depopulate. One is you get people to stop having kids, okay? But that takes a long time.
Yeah, like China's one-child rule.
Right, and that's got, you got to keep driving that horse for a long time for that to happen. And, number two is you take out a bunch of people. Those are only two options, only two ways you can...
But when you watch the film Died Suddenly, they're not quiet about it. I mean, Bill Gates spoke this.
No, they're not quiet. As Chris just said, people have lost their licenses. They've lost their business.
Oh, it goes further, people. So, yes, they've lost their licenses. So in 2012 is when I woke up in conjunction with the Mayan calendar, right? Then in 2016, January 2016, I meet this doctor. We'll call him Dr. Danny, right? And he was one of the people that trained me in functional medicine and amongst other things. And that's when I learned they're not just taking away licenses, people. They're killing people.
Yeah.
If you're not following the narrative, you can die. But if I have to die for my country for speaking my truth, so be it.
I'm dead.
Then,
How about just humanity? Because this is a global thing. It's not even about us. Yeah,
thank you. Right? Right? Yes, for humanity. Because this is crimes against humanity.
Nothing about humans. They said nothing about humans. We're another number. We're just another number.
So Christina says, read UN Charter 21. Maybe you can share a little bit about that, Christina.
Okay.
And Naima says, the greatest distress I have is that I couldn't get my family to listen to my warning. They all got the jab. I'm sad for my childbearing age daughter and nieces. So what I want to say about that, and I'm sure everyone here can back this up. Well, I have had the download. I had handled this a long time ago. Not every vial had the same stuff in it. Some of it was saline. And I knew this because I was speaking to a friend of mine who's a neuroscientist out in California. She's a world-renowned neuroscientist. Then I said to my friend, we'll call her Friend X, I don't think that everybody's getting the same injection. And I think... like some people are getting 0%, some are getting 0.01%, some people that died suddenly, if you got 100% of the back, you like fell over on the field on instant case. Raj, go ahead.
Yeah, so I do believe that was the case, that not everything was the same, but it even beyond just intentionally, there was some that had this potency versus that potency and some that were a placebo. And I do believe some of the people that were in the news, in the media, most of those people got placebo. However, it goes much, much more way beyond that. So When they rolled this out, they did it at lightning speed. It wasn't like they had one manufacturing plant to give all the vaccination. So essentially, they had subcontractors of manufacturers all over the place creating this thing. However, the controls weren't in place. So maybe one place was contaminated, another place wasn't. Maybe their protocols weren't as strict. So the quality control was not in place, and it was all over the place in terms of like whether you got contaminated batches or batches that weren't done properly. And then not to mention the storage and then keeping the vials cool, and then at the manufacturing, but then also to delivery, and then at the place of where they would actually give the actual injection, right? And I don't know if you remember, but early on, they said, well, in order for these to work, you had to keep them at a negative 96 degrees temperature to keep them viable.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
So early on, they were talking about that. Then they dropped it, or it kind of went out of the news. So that tells me that whatever was in there, like the mRNA, is very, very fragile. And if it's not kept specifically in a certain environment, it degrades. So how do you control for all that when you're sending it? We're talking billions of dosages, right, that they're sending out all over the world, and some places just didn't have the facilities, or through transportation it wasn't done properly. So a lot of them degraded, and you just got sludge.
Mm. Well, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. So
What I want to do, because I know we need to pivot back to Alexis on the swine flu, but I want to make a point that Christina is saying. We don't want to just scare the heck out of us people and not provide hope. So I want to just say this. There, depending on where your body is in the process, there are ways in which we can support your health journey, okay? I have frequencies that get rid of all the toxicity. I am trained in divine intervention spontaneous remission. So I can go in there and I can clear stuff. However, I'm going to tell you, this is a God job. This is completely, if you're far along, it is a God job. Meaning you have to be accountable, radically responsible for the actions that you took and own it. And when you own it, we can go in and we can clear, we meaning me, God, Spirit, I mean, I'm just the conduit, right? Then there's self-care. So there are supplements you can take. There are frequencies you can use. There are PEMS devices, increasing that microcirculation. It's huge, right? Getting circulation going. But if you've got one of those gummy worms in your in your veins right now, there are no promises, right? Tomorrow's never promised. But you can change what happens. I can tell you, if it can change your DNA, so can we. Meaning you can change your own DNA through your thought form, through your action, through your belief system. Christina, I hope that helps. Should we go to the swine flu?
I agree with Naeem. I think you need to play that 2 minute clip again for those of you.
Okay, so we're going to play the clip again. And then Alexis, are you ready with the swine flu as far as you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just quick do the 2 minute clip. Let me see. Yeah, here we go.
These people know. The people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go on to Google
and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12-sigma event, 1 in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculating that. It's apocalyptic.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
This is different. This isn't normal.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
So, you know, it's interesting that that the numbers don't lie, right? So I saw in the movie, they said if it was like a 10% increase in deaths, that's an outlier. But we're not talking 10%. We're talking 40. Are we not?
It's, yeah, I think that was an early, that was like very early on, right after. I think it's much higher, quite frankly, now. Because, you know, it's not just, it's not always an immediate reaction that people are having issues. I mean, this can, it could take time for all of this to play out. And so I think a lot more people are affected than we can even imagine. And people that aren't really displaying any visible symptoms as well.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm just going to remove. Steve, when you come back to the thing, I'll put you back on the screen so that way we can all see each other better. Oh, here, he's back now. Okay, there we go.
I'm just multitasking, that's all.
It's all good, it's all good. I know you've got so much on your plate.
I had to get out of here this morning.
Yeah, yeah. So, Alexis, forgive me. We wanted to talk about the swine flu, and my head's been all over the place. So what was the question that we were solving? What was the problem with the swine flu?
I don't know. I can talk about it, but yeah, if you have something specific that you want to learn about.
Well, you guys had a question. Raj had a question, or?
Yeah, my question was about that Virginia law that they passed.
Yeah.
You already answered that.
Yeah, well, I looked it up and confirmed that the bill was passed in 2020, so
yeah,
not prior to COVID, as I said. So I was wrong about that. And the change that it made is it took the decision-making from the legislature to the State Board of Health. And in the law, it says that one of the sources that the State Board of Health should follow is the advisory committee at the FDA, the ACIP. Panel, and they've already given the COVID approval. And so, but news articles now and the governor is Governor Youngkin, and his administration says that it's not absolutely necessary that the Board of Health has to follow it. So maybe the Board of Health will not, but it's taken it from a Democratic arena where we have our elected legislators making the decision to an unelected arena where we have the state board. And since the state board got this power in 2020, they've added a bunch of vaccinations to the required schedule.
And that's what we were talking about. Thank you. Sorry, I just, my head got overwhelmed. So the, yeah. adding these required vaccinations for these children, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how many other states have a similar law.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think what I was looking at the National Vaccine Information Center as a resource, because their resource is very good, but what they focus on is whether or not you can get a religious and or medical and or I think that some states have like just like you have a choice. I forget what they call it, but you can make a decision. You don't have to be vaccinated if you want to opt out of the vaccination requirements for your kids. So that information is very good on the NVEC website. And, you know, if you want to follow current legislation, that's the best source. But I'm not exactly sure where to look for a central location that has all the information on who makes the decision about whether kids should be forced to take the COVID vaccine to go to school.
Well,
you know,
health
is probably a good resource for them.
Alexis, wasn't there something in the law too that said that if they could get children under a certain age to take the vaccine, that they were less liable for the consequences?
Well, that's the whole childhood vaccination regime. So once, basically they've done that. So once the federal government puts it on the childhood vaccination schedule, then the manufacturers have
immunity.
Even, I didn't know this, even for adults. So now that the COVID shot has been recommended by the federal government, even if I take it and get sick, because of that childhood requirement, I don't have a right to sue. So yeah, so that's what the pharmaceutical companies are in it for, you know, plus population.
well, you know, they're back to pushing also the health passport too, so.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to be pushing this, and they're going to keep pushing it. Despite all the data, all the people that are speaking out, they're still pushing this, right? And now they're going to push it on our children. You know, at what point do we say, no, enough is enough? You know, if we're not going to stand up for this, what are we going to stand up for?
Yeah. We should look at what's happening in China. There are a lot of protests now about, you know, because China, obviously, they have the vax passport. It's on your phone, and you either have a green light, meaning you're cleared to enter public spaces, or a red light, which means you can't. But it's not necessarily based on vaccination. You might have gotten vaccinated. You might have a green on your phone to enter public spaces, but if you go to a protest, they just change that and make it red. So there, you know, this is the worst case scenario of how this can be used. And it's happening in China.
It's called centralized control. That's what they want. That's the real agenda.
Yeah.
They want total, complete command and control, centralized control globally. And they're using this to implement that.
Yep.
So Brian Cohen said ID 2020. Does anybody know what that means? Or Brian, do you want to share? Do you want to call into the show and share what that means?
I'd love to hear what Brian has about that, but I've seen that as well. Because, you know, after watching Pandemic, Pandemic goes into that about how Bill Gates was behind these quantum dot tattoos where you get vaccinated and at the same time you're infected with a material that can be read by a scanner to see if you've been vaccinated or not. And I was like, wow, that sounds insane. I'm sure that's not real. But of course, I looked that up, and you can go to MIT's website. MIT developed the technology. It's called the Quantum Dot Tattoo. Oh, I guess I was fact-checking, not Plandemic. Well, Plandemic, but also I was very, very shocked by the things that Carrie Madej had to say. I was just like, you know, when her transhumanism video went viral, I don't know if y'all remember this, but Carrie Madej's transhumanism video, you should check it out if you haven't seen it. But I just was like,
it's called Transhuman Video by whom?
Carrie Madej, and her last, it's C-A-R-R-I-E. She's a medical doctor in Georgia. Her last name is Madej, and it's spelled M-A-D-E-J.
E-J. So transhuman, let's see. Oh, Carrie Madej, there we go. So she's in my neck of the woods? She's in Georgia?
I believe so. And so there was a lot of this stuff about how the vax pass was going to be essentially injected into your body when you got your vaccine. And of course, I didn't believe it. But when I looked it up, I realized, like, yeah, they're already doing this. It, you know, people talk about the Agenda 2021 thing.
Is that right here?
Yes, and there's a video where she's in a white lab coat against a blue background.
Okay.
And that's the video that went viral, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this couldn't be true. I need to fact check all of this, and it turns out it's all true. So Bill Gates has been doing this in Africa. The excuse that they gave was when women take their HPV vaccine, they're supposed to come back for a second dose. And it's hard to get people to come back for a second dose. So we need to inject them with a record of whether or not they took that vaccine and whether or not they got their second dose. So it's being done in some African countries under Bill Gates-sponsored program. It's also mentioning Agenda 21. Somebody brought that up in the chat earlier. One of the sustainable development goals of Agenda 21 is the idea that everybody should have access to identification. And that, you know, when I read Agenda 21, the sustainability goals, it doesn't seem nefarious to me. It's like, oh yeah, everybody should, like, even if you don't drive a car, you should be able to get a, you know, ID that allows you to travel or whatever. It seems pretty innocent. But I'm no longer seeing it that way anymore. Because what they did with homeless people in Texas is they were like, well, oh, these poor homeless people, they don't have identification. Why don't we inject them with identification? Because it's too hard for these poor homeless people to keep their IDs on them or get a government-issued ID. We'll just inject them with identification. So that's happened, too. So the ID 2020 is a real thing. It's being experimented with in different contexts with people who don't have normal identification or, you know, I think that's a lie, obviously, or to check whether people have been vaccinated. It's all in trials, but I don't expect it, you know, they obviously are going to try to start rolling these things out at the state level, at the federal level. And, you know, some of these things were rolled out and then rolled back. Like, I think Europe was under a vaccine passport for a while, and then it got rolled back. In the United States, we weren't allowing people who weren't vaccinated to enter the country. That's been rolled back. I think all these things rolled back temporarily for the 2022 election.
Yeah, that's the way they typically work, is they push, they get pushed back, they ease off a bit, and then they come back and push again. But what they do is they keep moving the Overton window, right? Before, they used to do it at a much slower pace, but for whatever reason, they've really accelerated all this recently. But that's a normal strategy. You push, you get pushed back, okay, you ease off a bit. You lull people to sleep. They think everything's good to go, and then you come back, and you keep pushing.
You were right on target. Two things. I work with the homeless population here in Chicago, and I've been hearing a lot of that. Number two, there are humanoids walking. I don't know what else to call them. Humanoids. They're robots. Every last Saturday of the month, we have what's called the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And doing research for this past week's show, I discovered what my husband told me a couple of years ago, that there are people walking among us who look human who are not. And when in the last 5 minutes of the video on our YouTube channel, How You Learning TV Show, you will see the faces of people, and they look too real to be true. You would not know that they aren't real. But some of them, they look so real. It's like, the eyes, the whites in the eyes, just a little bit too perfect. You know, no bloodlines, no nothing. So we have to be aware that there are people, entities walking among us.
Entities,
that we
thank human. You. Now
they're
you're
not
in
human.
My world.
Yeah, they're not human. They're not. They are of another time and space and place. And I guess, what do you call it, robots?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on energetically, and I will tell you that because of what was happening, it was downloaded to me. I remove demons now from people. I can remove entities, attachments.
Wow.
Thank you for sending me
to get rid of the energy from my sister who passed. Yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. But, you know, I want to go back to the passport for a moment. So we have programmed people to think that that's okay. So there was, I'll call him a child because he was like 20, maybe 21, 22 years old. And it was my neighbor here in Georgia. Oh, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mute my Dr. Steve. I was only muting you while you were gone. So so he this is like over the summer, he comes out and shows me his hand. He goes, hey, see, look here. I go, what am I looking at? Well, I put a chip in so that I don't have to, like, carry anything. I just scan my hand wherever I go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How old is this person?
Maybe 21.
Yeah, well, they're from another generation than we are, Jody, and they don't know things that we know. They haven't had the kind of
programming somewhere. And I want to talk about that just for the moment, and I'm hoping Stephen pipes back in for this because, like, when I was growing up, I'm, you know, was born in 63, so I'm 59 years old, and I watched the cartoon The Jetsons.
We all did. We love it.
And on the Jetsons, what are we doing now, right?
We're
living the Jetsons.
Who would have thought as kids?
Mm-hmm. And so...
did we get a chance to see it?
Right. And so the thing is that the media is planting seeds of whatever it is that they want to plant to get people to do what they want them to do, whether it be for highest good or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still waiting on the flying car.
Well, it's here. It's
cheap,
here.
Cheap, bang, bang.
I saw it on Google. It's here.
It is here. A flying car?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on Google. I was like, the Jetsons, it's here. And I was like, wow, it really is here.
Bang, bang, or is it the Jetsons?
Say that again, Jody.
Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, or is it the Jetsons and they're
fine? I don't remember. I was just so moved when I saw it. I was like, oh, it's here. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. But there was a flying car. Definitely a flying car.
So, Stephen, so when we talk about the programming that people are getting, what do you suggest that people do from a self-care standpoint? I mean, I help people deprogram their belief systems. You mm-hmm. do. But, like, let's say they're not coming to us. What are some things that they can do to stop, you know, stop getting programmed? You know, one of the things that I suggest is turn off TV, right?
And well, you have to be able to decipher from a place of love or fear, right? So mm-hmm. if you're watching the TV, you know, when I watch the news, I'm looking at it from a perspective of, okay, what's actually going on and what are they actually planning? Not, oh my God, what I need to be afraid of. And
right.
I'm constantly trying to get to the bottom of it, and then it gets you down to a rabbit hole of researching and just being a hermit at home reading about, okay, what's actually going on here. You know, instead of just taking it for gospel of everything they say is truth and running out and doing everything you're told, actually digging deeper and finding the truth behind what's really happening, making educated decisions, not reaction decisions, not decisions based upon the reactive mind.
So, excellent. And I want to add to that. So in 2015, I was in grad school, right? And my professor of business analytics said this to me that changed my entire life. Because I was sitting there, I had braces on both hands because they had done injections in every single digit because I had trigger fingers and carpal tunnel, right? And so I can't type. I can barely drive. I don't know how I got into the car and drove to Lake Forest. But okay, I was at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. And the cool thing about, I'll just say this about that school, is that in order to be a professor at LFGSM, you actually have to be working in the field. You can't just be a professor. So my professor, Stephen Rudnick, said this. If someone gives you the mean, but they don't give you the median or the mode, you need to ask why. And let's say you don't understand all the statistics. I don't care. If someone's not giving you all the information to make an informed decision, stop. Ask questions.
Well, let's go back to the vaccine. The problem is the medical community, you know, they're saying follow science, but they can manipulate the data. They're not giving you the full truth and transparency. And so that's why it's important for you to read both sides of the equation and make an informed decision. And, you know, sometimes it's got to be, you know, it just doesn't feel right. Sometimes you got to trust your intuition, not based upon a fear response, but just based upon what feels right in your heart, because that won't steer you wrong, because it depends. Some people are programmed in a way that it will, right? You have to be, when you want to make a decision based upon intuition, it basically has to be from a clear space, not a place that's already been programmed, right? Non-judgmental space. And that's the biggest problem with a lot of people who do kinesiology and muscle testing, is they're not doing it from a clear space. They're doing it for a preconceived notion, so their muscle testing is invalid. And so then muscle testing is this stigma that, oh, it doesn't work, it's fake science. Well, it's actually very accurate within 1-2% margin error. The problem is you have to deal with a person who's a clear medium to be able to perform it.
Yeah. Anyone you know?
that's the issue with muscle testing, is that you can't have a perceived judgment against it, as it does a bad. I mean,
well, so that's what I do. I mean, like, I clear my
these
body.
Some of these chemicals that are out there, you can muscle test somebody for these chemicals, and one person, they're not even responsive. Another person could kill them.
And
so your muscle testing, you're like, oh, this doesn't affect you, but this person, oh, it stresses their body out. So it depends on the integrity of your nervous system and of your vibrational frequency and how much stress you can handle. And it's a sliding scale. It's not always congruent. Like if you're flying a lot, right? If you are, had poor nutrition, did they get enough sleep? All these factors play a role. And, you know, at one point you might be very resilient to stress. Another point you might have more going on and you're more impacted by the stress. So in other words, you're more susceptible to that chemical or to, heck, even blueberries are stressful to some people.
Right. I mean, if your body's not adapting, that's why you need to be.
Right. That chemical or that pathogen or whatever it is, you know, depending on where your immune system is at based upon the stress load, you know, sometimes you can handle more stress than others. Heck, even working out, excessively working out can impair the immune system.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the things that are actually good for us can be detrimental. So where are you at on that spectrum of how much stress you can handle? That's why your workouts shouldn't always be, you know, as intense. Sometimes you need to back off on the working out, you know, and sometimes maybe not even at all. Sometimes it's just too much load for your body at that time.
Well, I mean, a perfect case in point, Stephen, is that when I lost 92 pounds, I did it without working out because I couldn't move. But
yeah.
I did shift my vibration. I did a lot of prayer. I ate the right food. Story for me, but I didn't exercise because I couldn't move. So then once the weight came off and I could move, then I started building the muscle back up and getting myself back into shape. So
there's a fine line that's there. I mean, exercise increases mitochondrial health because it increases mitochondrial density and our ability to utilize nutrients.
I'm absolutely advocating for exercise.
No, I know. But I'm saying even though you didn't feel well, there might be like just going out in nature for a walk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not excessive exercise, but still movement. Our bodies are meant to move. The whole reason that food exists is so that we can expend energy. Right?
Charles, he says he would like to lose 30 pounds without moving. I lost 92, Charles. You can reach out to me.
I don't want to do that.
Because I don't recommend not moving. I mean, I did walk up and down the stairs, you know. I I had activity, but it wasn't working out. Like I went downstairs to walk to get the mail, and eventually I could walk to the store, and then eventually I'd walk somewhere else, and now I walk 7 miles. So I can So I'm not advocating that you don't exercise, but what I am saying is that you have to listen to your body and do it at a pace that's unique for you. Because there is not a, you know, there's not a cookie cutter approach.
I learned that the hard way.
He says, I have a broken ankle. So now you have to listen to your body. And I can actually help you with that, Charles. You reach out to me. So, and thank you for piping in.
90-year-old lady at the gym, Jody. 90-year-old lady at the gym. And I asked her, I said, do you mind if I ask you how old you are? She said, yeah, honey, I'm almost 90. I said, how do you stay in such great shape? She says, honey, let me tell you something. A body in motion stays in motion. When I sit down, I lock up. It's plain and simple. Move and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, this morning I was doing the foam roller before our event. Got up, drank my water, did the foam roller. You know, like get everything going. Yeah. No, guys, we are nearing the end of the show, and I want
Tinkerbell and Tinkerbell.
It is.
Oh, both of them. Hi, ladies.
I want to go through each person, and what is it that? And I have someone who called in at the end, and I don't think we can do that now. It's got 4 minutes left of the show, but I want to hear what is it that you want to leave the public with about what they should do, what they should think about. What's your words of wisdom? Zelda, let me start with you, and then we'll go to Raj, then Alexis, and Steven.
It's really simple. Just tune out the noise, not Fagel and Tinkerbell now, and tune in to nature. Find yourself somewhere in nature 15, 30 minutes a day. When you do that, you open up a whole new world. I know I can't sing, but you'll have a different kind of experience. I'll put it like that. And everybody wants a different kind of experience. That's what corporate America is paying for, experiences now. So if you want your own experience, you want something different, you got to do something outrageous. Get out of the box and get out in nature, plain and simple.
Nicely done. Rajai, what's your message to the universe?
Yeah, I definitely second Zelda's paper. Now, you know, I would say get back to who you are. Look, trust your gut. Trust your gut. Go within, right? Because we are bombarded with a lot of noise, a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and you have to trust your gut because I think, you know, there's an intelligence there that we could tap into. Be open to divine intervention. Be open to that divine spirit to flow within you because you are connected to everything that there is, okay? And just recenter there because that will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
That will guide you and trust it. And sometimes it could be, you know, it feels, you know, maybe, you know, you're kind of going against the grain and it feels scary. But I found that surrender and flow to within, right? So, is what will get you through.
Nice. Alexis, Organic Consumers Association.
I can't improve upon that, but my job at Organic Consumers Association is to ask people to get involved. So I feel like the most important thing over the next 2 years is going to be preventing the vaccine mandate and holding the people responsible for the pandemic accountable. And you know, work that we have to do is to resist the genetically modified world. You know, they started genetically modifying our food, creating genetically modified weapons of war. And, you know, now they seem to be totally fine with depopulating the world of people because they can easily genetically modify anybody they would like to exist.
Right.
So that's the end game, and we need to resist that. And the best way to do that is to be with people that you love, feed them food that is good for them, and like Zelda and Rajai were saying, like connect with yourself, connect with nature. I love those messages.
Dr. Steven.
So if it does not have eyes, fly, or grow out of the ground, just stay away from it. Right? So in other words, it's everything. Everything that we need is provided for us, right? If it's not made by God, if it's genetically modified, if it's not from within you, because God is within all of us, right? Even the people we talk about that are so evil, they've just chosen a different path, but God is within inside them. They were created within the same. So there's nothing to saying that even though these people are doing things out of their own, for their own benefit, it doesn't mean God is not within them. And it's the love that we hold within ourselves that forces others to change. There's a ripple effect that if we choose to even love them, even though they're the enemy per se, you know, that they can't make a shift and a change, because eventually as more and more people change and the consciousness shifts, eventually those people will have to go along with the new paradigm. So I would say is, if you love the world, it will love you back, but the change starts within you. You will change nothing outside you, only the environment and everything within inside you. Be the example and be the thing that you want to see in the world.
Man after my own heart. And I will end with this. I advocate for living by your highest values so you can stay grounded, centered, and accessing source energy. And you can live by your highest values when you remove those things that don't serve you and you replace them with things that fuel your soul. And then you can receive the life.
All right.
Amen.
Let your life shine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's always watching.
I'm not going to be able to go through and list all the people. We have so many people on so many different platforms that they're not necessarily showing up on here. I want to say thank you. Thank you to my guests, Dr. Stephen Spencer, Protect Rehab out of Illinois and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Alexis Baden-Meyer, Organic Consumers Association, Zelda Speak, stressologist, watch her every Monday on the Female Solution. Monday Morning Mindfulness. Rajai Keldani. Thank you for being in my life. And thank you for being a stand for humanity, even when it's not convenient. Because it's never been convenient, has it? But we do it anyway. Thank
you. A whole new world.
And thank you to my girls. Fagla says, you took too long to introduce me. I'm just going to hang on mommy's shoulder. If you don't see me, I'm fine. I really don't want the attention, like that. So but thank you very much. And if anybody needs to be connected to anybody, you can reach out to me at SusanEssentials.com, 847-738-0242. Send me a text message. I will connect you to anybody you see here that you need to connect with. We're here to serve. All right? Anything else, guys, or are we good to go?
We're good to go.
All right. God bless everybody, and let me get my outro in here.